The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
By the time I left the window to go back and sit down, the chairs were almost completely full. So I had to sit between two very large people and, one side of me, the chair was empty, but then a large person came and sat down, and they were so large that their fat rubbed against me as they sat down. And I thought, oh, this is disgusting. But I luckily did not have to sit there too long. And the guy called my name. I went over there. I have to sign the thing.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, this is disgusting.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 393 of the BFO for Thursday, the 6th of August, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we have got a real big treat for you because we have got our special guest here. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Okay. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, the 10-hour days are fucking over. They are just over, and Big Fatty could not be happier, let me just tell you. but y'all, Wednesday night, Big Fatty had a horror meeting, and so I wasn't going to be able to have a podcast for today. So when Lori Dean came to town, Big Fatty said, oh, Lori Dean, oh, would you like to be a guest on The Gays? And he goes, oh, Big Fatty, when actually he just laughed. And, but y'all, I think it's somehow appropriate that Lori Dean is our guest today for this episode of The Gays because, y'all, today is the full moon. And you know all the crazies come out on the full moon. And y'all, that Lori Dean, he is a crazy one. That's all I'm going to say. And y'all, this fucking 10-hour work week shit has driven Big Fatty batshit crazy. And y'all, I am so looking forward to Monday. And until we get back together on tomorrow, y'all, sit back and enjoy this little chit-chat with Big Fatty and Lori Dean. Everyone, today here in the Fat Cave, we have the one and only Lori Dean. Say hi, Lori.
How y'all doing?
That's the y'alls, because he's in the South. But now you lived in the South, haven't you?
No, I just had friends from the South.
Oh, friends, just acquaintances.
I lived in the Southwest.
The Southwest. Oh, that's right, because earlier today you were saying that you wanted people to know that it's 4 hours away. Everything in the Southwest is 4 hours away from everything else.
That's right. You have to drive like crazy to get anywhere.
Right, but you're, and y'all, we do have another special guest here in the Fat Cave today, but y'all, he says he's not going to speak today, but I think that we'll probably try to push some buttons. Let's try to push some buttons and see if we can get him to talk today.
We'll see what we can do. Maybe I'll laugh a little extra.
Right, because y'all, anytime Lori Dean is on a podcast, the thing he adds the most to is his signature laugh. It is a signature laugh, isn't
it? It's the laugh track.
Oh, the laugh track. So, y'all, I'm going to put the iPhone right here by the snowflake. By the way, you feel free to yawn as you look at the snowflake. But anyway, because we're expecting a call from Miss Kitty, and you don't mind if we take a call live from Miss Kitty, do you?
Okay, not at all.
Good. Now, Lori Dean, you're on your... you're on your holiday, as they say over there in the UCK.
I think there's an extra U in that.
Right, the UCK. UCK. And can you tell us a little bit about how you, oh, dear God, how you decided to fucking come to South Kakalaki on your holiday?
I think we were just cattle prodded.
Cattle prodded, okay. No, but there is a story here, folks. So.
Well, actually... was planning to go to Florida, but my plans fell through, and I already had booked the time off, so I figured I would do the Pinball Podcasters Tour of the South.
Right, okay. And I understand that caused a little little friction. back in Connecticut. Now, y'all, for those of you who don't know, Lurie Dean has been with his partner for, was it 18 years?
18 years in July.
Wow. Well, congratulations. How about a little round of applause there, everyone? Okay.
And how did he do it?
Oh, y'all, I'm going to tell you what. I found out how Lurie Dean has lured, how he has lured his partner into staying with him. Y'all, he has the hands of gold. Because last night at the, or I should say Saturday night at the Patrick's Pub Online.com, Lurie Dean gave Big Fatty a little neck rub, and it was like...
He passed out right on the bar.
It was good. And y'all, when you live alone, anybody that'll rub your neck, it's good. Even a bad neck rub is good. But it was a good neck rub, y'all.
That's a friend you want to keep.
And you had a dream about that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Would you like to share that?
Not really.
Okay, great. But at least we got a loud laugh out of him. Okay. Anyway, you have been with your partner for 18 years.
That's right.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about him, how y'all met, anything like that?
We actually met on America Online.
Oh, well, y'all, I knew it wasn't going to be the manhunt because 18 years ago there was only America Online, the Americans Online.
That's right.
So that was what, 1991?
Yeah.
That's when you had to pay by the minute to be online, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. Most people did.
Oh!
Since I was a former forum leader, I actually had a free account. So.
Oh, wow! Y'all, that shit was expensive in the early days.
Back in the day. That's why I was such a catch.
Is this... Oh! This is like memory lane here, y'all. Yeah, America Online used to charge you by the minute, and it would charge higher prices during prime time, and... Off-peak.
Faster modems, yeah. Cost you more.
I mean, I had a 56K modem. I was
paying
zooming.
Premium rates.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, so y'all met on the Americans Online. Where were you living then?
Actually, we very first met when we both lived in Connecticut online, but then I moved to Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And we corresponded again from there. And then I moved to Long Beach, California.
Oh, is that down near the Woodland Hills?
It's close, but
it's
not,
about. Is it at least 30 degrees
it's
cooler?
At least 30 degrees cooler than the Woodland Hills.
Okay, you're just checking. You know, it's always good to know that. And what was the dew point normally in that area?
Oh, it had to be down around 60.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too bad then. Okay, so you lived in the Seattles. Did you know Pooh Bear or Teresa up there in the Seattle?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, they probably weren't on the Americans Online. So, but anyway, Teresa's the straight girl. But anyway, and Long Beach is where the Queen Mary is, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay. And by the Queen Mary, I'm referring to the
Mary's.
Ship. Right, okay. And then, so y'all just chitter-chatted.
And then we finally decided to meet in person.
And where did that happen?
And I flew back to Connecticut to meet him in person.
Did you know the QCast boys when they were up there in the Connecticut?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I think I chased them out.
Well, I don't blame you. They don't exist anymore, so, you know. So, and, okay, so it was love at first sight?
We actually corresponded for about a year before we ever met in person.
Okay.
But then we spent about 10 days together and...
Oh. Decided. Was there any little brown chicken, brown cow?
There was plenty of brown chicken, brown cow.
Did you pull out the magic golden hands during that 10 days?
I'm not sure that I did.
Oh. Well, boy, he got a bonus then. Once he gave you the ring, he got a bonus, right?
There you go.
Okay. And then you moved from Long Beach back to Connecticut?
Back to Connecticut. And he moved in with me about a month later.
Spell Connecticut for us.
Connect, I, cut.
Is that two T's in cut or one?
Just the one.
Connecticut is one of those tough states to spell.
It is. It's right. Like Albuquerque.
Right.
Another hard place to spell.
Did you ever live there?
That's where I grew up.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's in the New Mexicos.
Albuquerque.
Which is very... Can you see Arizona from there?
That's right.
Okay.
We can see many foreign countries from there.
Including Arizona. Okay. So, what was the attraction?
Well, honestly, the beginning attraction was all intellectual because we got to know each other personality-wise first.
Right, because there were no pictures on AOL back then, were there?
Back then, in order to try and get a picture to each other, we actually tried faxing photographs back and forth.
Oh, my God.
And so we basically saw each other's silhouettes.
Now, were they of your butt or your...
No.
Or your...
They were attempts at taking a photograph and faxing it to show at least that what our general weight...
Okay, so y'all, you were around... And I'm not...
I was... when
early 30s?
When we first got together, I was just shy of 31.
Okay. Y'all, by the way, when we were talking about faxing the pictures, or Lurie Dean was talking about that, Daniel Beaver wanted so badly to jump right in and say something, and he's standing there, you know, biting his lip.
On the 300 baud coupler.
Oh, dear God. Oh, y'all, this really is memory lane.
Oh, back in the day.
Back when AOL started, I swear to God, I was the only person in South Carolina that was on AOL.
Oh, really? Wow. So if you remember Lambda Lounge, that's where
I
was.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. So, well, that's cool. Now,
I was Lurie Dean that far back.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Now, what's the background of that?
A friend of mine knew that I hated the nickname of Larry. But said if I grew up in the South that they would screw it up and pronounce it Lurie, and then they would paste my middle name onto the end of it.
Oh, okay.
So that's Lurie Dean. Dean's my middle name.
Sorry. Y'all, it's not just me. It just happens. We just had some ice cream at the Ye Olde Fashion, and that's O-L-E Fashion. It's a Mexican ice cream place.
Olé Fashion.
The Ye Olde Fashion ice cream parlor. What flavor did you have, Lurie Dean?
I had the amaretto cherry on a Sunday.
I can't believe he was able to get amaretto on a Sunday. I mean, what is the state of South Carolina is going to hell. Next thing you know, we'll all be out there on that Appalachian Trail. So anyway, so you met your husband, and then you were like a lesbian. You put on plaid, and you got
right.
a U-Haul and moved to
we
Connecticut.
We moved right in together.
Okay. And what's the worst part of living in Connecticut? I think I know the answer, but go ahead and say it.
Well, the winters last too long.
Okay.
And it's humid in the summertime.
And by humid, is it as humid as it is in Charleston?
Usually only in August.
Only in August? But, and this is August.
But this year we've had it all spring, and it appears like it's going to last all summer long.
Oh, okay. So you've really had the humidity...
I think
you've given San Diego the run for its money. Right.
Exactly.
Okay. And now we kind of touched on this.
Inappropriately touched on it.
There were issues about this pinball tour.
Oh, that's right.
Tour of the South. You thought I would forget that and not come back to it, but I'm going to come back to it. So anyway,
We did approach divorce court over this vacation solo.
Would you like to elaborate or just leave it at that?
I think we'll leave it at that.
Okay, but you didn't get divorced when you left.
And I believe we've patched it up.
Patched it up, okay.
All patches.
Right. Oh. Well, may I suggest when you get back, you pull out the golden
there
fingers and remind him how lucky he is.
Rubs.
Now, does he have
he has the magic touch himself.
Oh, and
the magic inappropriate touch.
Would you like to give us some inappropriate details about that? Or we're just going to...
Yeah, I don't want to get smacked when I get home.
Oh, well, he doesn't listen. He's like Steven in Wisconsin. He tried it for 2 weeks and then he
just... That's right.
Beep,
just
gone.
Just
done.
Couldn't stomach it.
Can't stomach it. Right. Anyway. Now, Lurie Dean, you have been in the Upchuck for a couple of days now. What's your... you visited here before.
Almost 12 years ago.
Has it changed?
No.
Oh.
Well, it's more humid.
It's more humid now. In the old days, it wasn't nearly as humid. But, it's part of that stimulus program. We get more humidity now.
A little more humidity.
Right. And what was your impression of meeting Daniel Beaver?
He's very much taller than I expected.
Right.
But so is everybody except for Big Fatty.
Right. Big Fatty, not so big.
Big Fatty's about as tall as me.
Right. It was, y'all, the first thing he said when he walked in was, oh, it's somebody else that's short too.
Another short person.
Right, exactly. Daniel Beaver is going through all of my Big Fatty Online stuff over there. And
he's pre-addressing postcards.
He's pre-addressing some postcards, right. Would you like to have one of those? All right, you may have one. Okay, give Lurie Dean one also.
Done and done. I actually have one that's autographed.
You have one of those? That's an old, that's a collector's item there.
Let's see.
I'll give you that one. I'll autograph that one for you to put on your refrigerator.
Yeah, I think when you got your spatula, I think I got something special.
Oh, right. And in fact, I've got those in the...
I would like to see those in person.
They're in the... what do you call that? That's the drawer.
Kitchen.
The kitchen. It's in the kitchen. He's trying to give you something else.
And I understand that they have belly buttons.
They do. Oh.
Oh.
So they've been... They were birthers.
Yeah, that's right.
So... Now, you're leaving Charleston on...
Not soon enough,
and you're going to Columbia.
That's right.
And what is going to be the highlight of Columbia?
I've got to meet the naughty bed monkey.
Oh!
I hear she's
in... I did not know that.
She's been in a sling.
Was it her ass in a sling, or... Anyway.
I think it's her whole shoulder.
Oh, her shoulder? Oh,
she's shouldered in.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, if she tries to give you that fucking bubble tea, do not fucking drink it. It is vile. Vile. It's like mayonnaise.
I would drink the bubble tea because I love the tapiocas. Tapioca balls.
It's just vile.
I like pea shooters.
No, it's vile. And then you're leaving Columbia. We've received a text message from Larry Vader, and it says, please let me know when you're on your way.
We better wrap this up then.
I think we better wrap it up. Well, we've only got another minute or so anyway, so we'll be on our way here soon. But we'll be doing that Dubious Intentions live from the Vader Family Condo.
This just in.
Right. Oh, no, never mind. But you're leaving Columbia and then going...
Next would be Richmond.
Uh-huh.
And then next after that would be the Land of Plaid.
Land of Plaid. I'm so sorry. are you...
I will be wearing plaid for the occasion.
Well, that may be breaking news, although this isn't going to come out until Thursday. So by the time...
All right.
By the time that people hear this, all the plaid...
It'll all be over.
Right. Anyway. And will you be on a gangbang?
I don't know. Well, I think so, because it'll be a Wednesday night.
Oh, that's the 7 o'clock gangbang. That conflicts with the Wipeout. Do you watch the Big Balls, by the way?
I have not watched the Big Balls.
How dare you? Okay, that's enough.
Wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up. If I had known that, you would not have been on the gaze. How dare you? Anyway, Lurie Dean, you do the recipe blog for the entire interwebs. Do you want to plug that, or you want to plug something else? We just bitched about how people plug the same thing.
I guess I better plug Big Fatty Online.
Right, and I'll plug the Lurie Dean recipe blog, which is at
the BFO.
Well, right, you just go over to the BFO and click on
the center of the known universe.
Right, Lurie Dean's Recipes or something like that. Recipes by Lurie Dean. It's over there.
Recipes and Junk.
Recipes and Junk. Y'all, you can get a chance to see Lurie Dean's junk by heading over to his recipe site. And anyway, safe travels to you. And I hope that you're not divorced when you get back home.
Oh, me too.
And when does it start snowing in Connecticut?
Pretty much the end of August.
Does it really?
Usually by Thanksgiving, we get our first...
Now, when will you need a camisole?
Generally around Halloween.
The Halloween camisole. I would have guessed it would have been sooner than that. Okay. Anyway, anything else?
That's it for me.
Y'all, that's it. We'll be back to the regular train wrecks tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Say goodbye, Lurie Dean.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you're supposed to say goodbye, Lurie Dean.
Oh, goodbye, Lurie Dean.
Oh, Lord. Daniel, last chance to say something.
I can't walk. I'm fat and I'm old. Don't you love me?
Oh, Lord.
'Leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.